You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We hope your brackets are doing better than ours is right now. We're breaking it down. Steve Merrill's going to step up, and then Tony Finn's going to join us as well. We'll get you caught up to date with all the point spreads for Saturday's action. We have second round numbers that have been posted as well. It's been a crazy first day of March Madness, in which we've seen Oral Roberts knock off Ohio State. We've seen multiple overtime games. Big time upsets. So Oral Roberts knocks off Ohio State. And, you know, of course, Ohio State were a two seed, so they get dropped. Purdue loses to North Texas. Now, listen, I know North Texas are a scrappy team. I know North Texas are a very good defensive team. But you're talking about a Big Ten team from Indianapolis. Like, it was a home game. And anyone that watched the game.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Catala was a home game. And speaking of which, I wouldn't have taken Clemson tonight if I would have known it was a home game for Rutgers. Was that game in Piscataway? Let me ask you guys a serious question, too. How come for the national broadcast, they had the Rutgers home call? How come they had the Rutgers? That's right. It was Spiro Dinas. Like, dear God, bro, you went to Fordham. How much money did Spiro Dinas? That's our poll question of the night. I like Spiro Dinas and I like Rutgers. I wanted to throw up during that game. Are you going to do that again against the Houston Cougars? I'll tell you what, things aren't going to go as well for Rutgers against Houston. Clemson, you guys are softer, man. Soft is soft. You couldn't silk a sheet on if you had a hot date on a summer night. Soft. What the hell was I thinking, taking Clemson? This is one of these deals tonight. Like, I don't know, like, am I alone in this, in that mode? It's like, what was I thinking? Why did I put Purdue in my big money line parlay? As we discussed, the guy that went 49-0, in his brackets a couple of years ago in the ESPN bracket, lost with Purdue. That was his first loss. A couple of years ago before that, a dude actually won 39 games in a row in a bracket. His loss was Purdue. Somehow I knew Purdue would be my loss. Bring it.
Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
It's okay.
Breathe. You found it. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How would you rather feel? Lost in a sea of stats, averages, and injury reports?
Just breathe, dude.
Or swimming in the warm waters of confidence that comes from having the winning edge?
Yay! We thought so.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
I clearly do. We clearly do. As we sweat out Winthrop in the late night hours, Morehead State, West Virginia, the night is wrapping up. It gets better, actually. Listen, we're not even, we're like halfway through the first round only. And if you look at today's schedule compared to tomorrow's slate is like better. It's like more entertaining. There's like better teams. The totals are higher. Although it's been an underpalooza throughout the day. And we'll add it all up here. We'll see if we could do the math. But the only math that matters right now is we're trying to backdoor Morehead State. A lot of time left in this basketball game. Despite all these games going under, I'm a stubborn and stupid person. So I took Morehead and West Virginia to go over the number. It's on pace right now. Villanova dialed it up a notch defensively, and Winthrop are having a hard time putting points up on the board here in the second half. The game has kind of hit a wall right now. Winthrop are down by 8. They're down by 8 with a couple of minutes left. So Steve Merrill is going to step up and in on this crazy. Well, listen, we call it the Friday Night Freak Show. It's called March Madness, and the insanity has already begun. And I'm sure there are people that had great days today that are very happy. Yet I know there are a lot of people that take their brackets very seriously, probably too seriously, unless you've got like, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 at stake. But there is something about the tournament that can break you. And I see our main man, John Doe in California, says that he's out. The tournament has broken him. It's like it's destroyed his will already. Listen, John, hang in there, buddy. We got 3 more days of action, all right? It's a marathon, not a sprint, although it's, you know, during this marathon, I do feel like people are throwing rocks at us. Let's bring Steve Merrill in right now. See if he really is lucky, Steve Merrill. What's going on, Steve? How you doing?
Hey, Gabe, doing well. How you doing?
I started off doing pretty well, Steve. At one point today, I was 5-2. At one point. I was 5-2. That feels like it was a couple of years ago, though. You know, this last wave of games hasn't been great, Steve. And I got caught up in a moneyline parlay that I thought, oh, there's no way these teams will lose. And, of course, they lost. My bracket is a piece of crap that a bird wouldn't even take a dump in right now. So other than that, I guess everything's all right. I do like tomorrow's card, though, Steve. But how are you doing today? How did things turn out for you today?
Well, first of all, I was going to say it's funny because I think more people than ever, at least from like the ESPN brackets and stuff, had Gonzaga going really deep, and they haven't even played yet, you know? So, like, that's the one that would bust most people if something silly happens. And that's not even until tomorrow night, actually, a late game. But no, my bracket got royally screwed today by an SEC loss. And I thought early on, I didn't have anything in the Arkansas-Colgate game, but I have Arkansas all the way in the Final Four as kind of a sleeper. And when they were down big early, I was like, oh, God, this is going to be a disaster. And they ended up winning and covering. And unfortunately, though, Tennessee was the disaster. I had them in the Final Four. I actually had them in the finals. And, you know, I was always concerned that they're not consistent enough for five or six straight wins. But I really liked them today. That was my top play, actually, as a point spread play as well. So I was shocked that not only did they lose, they got blown out from the start. But that not only was a bad loss, but it just wrecked the bracket. So there we are. You know, Houston was the other team I was close to using in the Final Four over them. And in hindsight, that probably would have been a little bit of a safer pick.
Yeah, there's a lot of in hindsight to Steve. A lot of that today. There's a lot of regret and buyer's remorse, Steven. You know what? I almost want to cry right now as you make me think about the Tennessee Volunteers. I don't like them, so I'm surprised you were that high on them. But I didn't think they would lose today. And the other night when Moses Wright went out, I'm like, you know what? I'll put together a plus money parlay here. You know, see what I can come up with, or an even money parlay with Loyola Chicago to win the game. And I looked at and I saw Tennessee and I said, you know what? I won't have to worry about the spread, but Tennessee will win this game probably by 8 or 10 points or something. I didn't think I'd have to sweat it out. They got ambushed early and just couldn't get out of it, Steve. And once again, what's Rick Barnes's record in the NCAA tournament now? Like, you know what I mean? I don't like to typecast these coaches, but it's amazing. Once again, another early exit for Barnes and company.
Yeah, what I liked about Tennessee, and I used them several times this year. In fact, I had about 90 plays in the regular season, and I had 11 of them were on Tennessee, and I went 8-3. So even though they were kind of a 500 team overall against the spread, I had a really good feel for them this year. And when they brought their A game, they could be really tough. And I actually think they could beat anybody in the country when they bring their A game. The problem is they're not consistent. And, you know, I was hoping maybe they'd go 4 or 5 rounds before that inconsistency. And I did not think it would show today because, first of all, keep in mind, Oregon State had to win as a 9-point dog last Saturday just to make the tournament. So I really liked the setup today. The reason I said it in hindsight with Houston is I came across an article this evening, which I wish I'd seen a little bit earlier in the week. You'll like this, Gabe, because you know how I love to take the fade the public mentality. And I did that video, by the way, for the Thursday-Friday games on Wager Talk TV, and I just recorded tonight the Saturday version. That'll be up tomorrow morning on Saturday. I have 8 public plays of the 16 games tomorrow, so be sure to check that out. But when I was doing some research for tonight, I came across this article where they polled all the ESPN writers, analysts, and announcers for college basketball. There were 38 of them. They all did their bracket. None of the 38 had Houston in the Final Four. Even though Houston, based on the BPI, I think had like the third best odds of winning the whole thing. So you talk about flying under the radar. They all had Gonzaga, Illinois, and Baylor winning it, basically all of them. And I think 27 of the 38 had Gonzaga. So, you know, I was looking for a reason to fade Gonzaga in the bracket, kind of a game theory thing, but I just couldn't find it. You know, Virginia maybe could give them trouble. Virginia might not even get through tomorrow. You know, I don't even know who's missing still for Virginia. So what I did was on the other side of that bracket, I wanted to fade Baylor and Illinois, and that's why I went with Arkansas and Tennessee. And I was close to doing Houston and Arkansas instead, and I think Houston actually has a pretty good chance of running still. And after seeing that today, I like them even more.
Yeah, you know what? Houston was a win for us this evening, and that's crazy, Steve, to not one of them, because as you stated, they're almost like an ultra-trendy pick right now. I like the Houston. I've been telling people all the Houston Cougars dangerous to make the Final Four for like a month, actually. We're, you know, all too aware of the Houston Cougars. But I've seen a lot of people take them, so I'm surprised that none of those guys did. Listen, they had a cupcake today against Cleveland State. Now they get a Rutgers team that survived against Clemson. And what a disastrous day for the ACC, Steve.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, though, Gabe, if that game goes the other way, we could be saying what a disastrous day for the Big Ten, right? Because, you know, Michigan
State has been a disaster.
Last night.
Well, how can you see it? It has been. Bigger, you're right.
A bigger disaster day. Because, you know, you don't think of Rutgers as one of their, you know, poster childs, and you've got Maryland tomorrow. You don't really feel that way either. But, by the way, of all the games I did for the first round on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for the most public video, Michigan State was the most public side out of all the games, out of all, 36 games. And they were covering most of that game, you know, so I can't really say like, oh, that was a bad pick. And I didn't have anything, by the way, in that game. And but all the analysts also. We talked about this, I think, on Tuesday night. Remember, all the analysts on Sunday said they not only like Michigan State winning the play-in game, but they liked them going several rounds. That was such a red flag for me. And as UCLA is failing to cover the entire game until the end of the overtime, I was just like, wow. And, Ohio State today. By the way, Ohio State was actually not a public play today. The public actually was heavy on Oral Roberts and Colgate. So they got Oral Roberts right. Those were the two public dogs today, actually.
Yeah, you're right. It came down. The points, but it was 16.5. It opened up earlier in the week with Oral Roberts. Colgate, Colgate were freaking people out early. They had a big lead. We're kicking it with Steve Merrill. But every year, Steve, there is a team, not every year, but there's been, it's happened more than once where the play-in team ends up getting to the Sweet 16. And as you stated, everybody thought, all right, maybe it's Michigan State. I don't think it's going to end up being Drake, but we'll break it down on the other side as the late night anger management class continues. It could be.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
UCLA, bring it.
Sports info
is everywhere.
We cut through all the clutter and bring you actionable insights and expert perspectives every single day. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our goal is subtle,
but profound.
We want you,
Sporto,
to hold court at the company water cooler every Friday and Monday.
Get it?
That's the winning edge. All you gotta do is listen. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
What's the dumbest bet I ever heard of?
I disagree.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. It's the Friday Night Freak Show. Tony Finn's going to step up in a little bit later on. Straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We've got Steve Merrill kicking it with us right now. A lot of stuff to break down. We're still sort of in shock a little bit. And, Steve, we know that this is, this weekend is really, today, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and it started off, we talked about it while our 12s going to beat 5s, well, yeah, I guess so, and, it's not like it's just going to be like normal tomorrow. I'm expecting craziness tomorrow as well, Steve.
Yeah, and I mean, you brought up something about the Pac-12 as we were heading into the break. We talked about the Big Ten being down, obviously. I don't think Michigan will have any problem with Texas Southern. Maryland's a dog, though, to Connecticut, so we'll see. Iowa's a 2-seed. They should be okay. But, the ACC's been down, and obviously a Big Ten team that actually wasn't expected to win tonight, Wisconsin, looked really good. I thought that was a good matchup for them, though, the slow pace against, a young, fast North Carolina team. But the Pac-12's interesting, Gabe, because UCLA, a good win 2 nights ago, and then Oregon State, a great win, shot lights out. you know, is that just a two-game sample that we take too much from, or is maybe the Pac-12 underrated? And both USC and Oregon, I think, are the two most dangerous teams in the Pac-12, and they play on Saturday. So that's two teams I'll be watching closely.
Steve Merrill kicking it with us. All right, so we've got a final, another trendy. So the upset stop, Steve, the trendy pick of the week. In fact, you know what Seth Davis said, it would be an upset if Winthrop doesn't win the game. And I didn't think they were going to win, but I bought into it. And you know what? It's buyer's remorse on this one, because I knew. You and I talk about it. You do a damn video about this stuff, about fading the consensus. And that was probably the trendiest pick of the day today, at least amongst the media elite, wasn't it, Winthrop?
Yes, I had Michigan State Thursday, and then I had five games that qualified Friday for the public video when I did it the other night, and Winthrop was one of the five. Purdue was one of them, another Big Ten team that looked awful today. And in my bracket, I actually used both North Texas and Winthrop because I thought even if Villanova did get by this game, you know, they're shorthanded still without Gillespie. I don't think they're going to go too far. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, nobody wanted anything to do with Villanova, a team that's won two of the last four national titles, keep in mind. And because they did, they were without their best point guard, you know. So, I mean, it was a big loss. My concern, though, with Winthrop is that they like to play fast and Villanova plays really slow. But I was hoping the loss of the point guard would hurt Nova more than it would hurt an average team. But they're just they just reload. You know, they're like Alabama in football nowadays. They just reload and they've got so much depth. By the way, if you look at power ratings for the full season, Villanova would have been about a 10 to 11 point favorite. The line was only 6.5 due to the injury. I still thought there was some value with Winthrop. And lo and behold, they win by 10. And they just bricked the missed three-pointer at the end there. It could have been seven. So, you know, that's the difference. The odds makers account for this stuff.
Yeah, I know. And I had them plus +7, Steve. I saw that missed brick at the end. And it was more than a brick, Steve. It didn't even hit the rim.
Well, it wasn't even a good shot. They had like 4 or 5 seconds. He just threw it up like the ball was on fire.
Why, kid? Why, man? You know, have fun handing people their car keys at Enterprise, kid. all right, so.
He's not going to use his Winthrop education? Come on now.
Yeah. That's what I always like, Steve. I always see those Enterprise ads. Hey, at Enterprise, we hire more NCAA athletes than anyone. And I'm thinking, well, that's what happens to you. You play for free for years, and you end up working in a car lot. Enterprise is a fine company, but as you stated, you know what though, that kid, and how many people, Steve, are calling this guy Max Abmus? You know what I mean? But Acemus. I don't know why it's Acemus. It is what it is. I don't question why the kid's name is what it is. But I'm talking about the kid on Oral Roberts. In which he drops 29 points today, man. You know, 29 points. Now NBA players are tweeting them. And if you're wondering, man, the kid's only 6'1", 165 pounds. He's a small little kid. And, man, he just tore up Ohio State today. And how about Roy Williams, Steve? How about these dumb punk kids on North Carolina, huh? Roy Williams was 28-0 in the first round of the NCAA tournament. 28-0, not anymore, 28-1 after today. But it goes to show the difference in basketball, isn't it, Steve? Because I said earlier, I guarantee he was never only a two-point favorite in the first round before.
Yeah, and, you know, the two games I left off my card today is I used wagertalk.com. I posted a free play for everybody on Loyola Chicago, minus -5.5, even with the, you know, ACC player of the year out for Tech. And then on the Wager Talk Today college basketball show that I did with Joe Ranieri this afternoon, we give out a free play, and I used Wisconsin. So my two free plays went 2-0 easy. And, yeah, I should have used Wisconsin. That was one of those games where, you know what's funny, Gabe, is I was surprised when I did the public video. North Carolina was not one of the five public plays today on Friday. It didn't make the cut, even though it seemed like everybody liked them and nobody liked Wisconsin. And that line never really moved during the week. And the matchup was favorable. You know, everything about it really turned out to make sense. And then the blowout didn't surprise me for that reason. And getting back to Oral Roberts, by the way, it reminds me a little bit of Ja Morant with the Murray State run a couple years ago. He was 6'3", I believe, and another mid-major team. You know, I like these slow-down half-court teams like Loyola, But a team like Oral Roberts and Colgate also, by the way, you know, we saw that early today, they can be dangerous because they're good, fast offensive teams. You know, when they get hot, they can score. And when you can score, you can beat anybody. And one of the announcers had a good point today. They're like, you know, Oral Roberts might have had the two best, like, pro prospects on the court, even compared to Ohio State. You know, so that's the type of team that can be dangerous in a tournament with a player like that.
No, you're right. And listen, Oral Roberts checked a lot of the boxes off as far as not turning the ball over, good free throw team. I went over. Listen, I've been hyping up Oral Roberts a lot, Steve. I was on him today, and I took him in the first half. But their non-conference schedule, they hung around in games with big-time teams. They played a bunch of tough teams. So there's a lot to like about Oral Roberts. So speaking of Oral Roberts, now they get 8 points, Steve. They're getting 8 points against the Florida Gators. Gators lay 8, totals 149. Seems a little pricey. I know the Gators won today, and I know you guys saw the game today. One of the kids on the Gators took a vicious elbow to the head. He got his face cracked open. He could barely walk. He was like in street clothes by the end of the game. I don't know what his status is. He might have a concussion. And I don't know. Look, it seemed like Florida were getting pretty banged up and beat up in that overtime game today. What do you make of this one, Steve, right now?
Yeah, I actually had Virginia Tech as my first play of the day. When they were up by 10 points, I was feeling pretty good about my start to the NCAA tournament until that game went down to the wire. And then I had Illinois, and I was feeling terrible about the start of that game. And then Illinois smoked them. It was never in question.
It's funny how that works, huh, Steve?
Right.
It's funny how that works,
huh? Emotional roller coaster. Yeah, and then I didn't have a play in the game, but I had Arkansas going far in my bracket, and Colgate was a very public play for the video, so I wanted to see it lose for that reason. And it was looking like 1-2, and it turned out going 2-1. It was just a roller coaster from the start, and then Tennessee came up after that. That was delightful for numerous reasons, as we've talked about. But, yeah, I'm not huge on Florida, and wouldn't shock me at all to see Oral Roberts. You know, if they're hitting their shots, the big X factor in all these games, as we talk about, is three-point shooting now. You know, and, I mean, these teams all live and die by the three. And that's what, by the way, Oregon State was lights out today from three. Tennessee wasn't. I mean, in fact, Oregon State, Gabe, was plus 15 points from beyond the arc, and they won by 14. I mean, that was the difference. So, you know, it's like in the NFL. If you can give me the turnover margin ahead of time, you and I can make a lot of money.
You know, Steve, it's funny, man. Texas, App State were 0 for 18 in the first half from three. Like, 0 for 18. You know one thing, though, Steve, and I get it. I get, like, the analytics of hitting the three and all this, but for the love of God, bro, like, today, even Ohio State should have lost that game. You know what I mean? Like, they could have finished them off late in the game. Everyone played hero ball and was bombing threes. They got the ball back. The game was tied at the end of regulation. It was, like, 15 seconds left. They had a lot of time. And they end up just taking a bad three at the end instead of just taking it to the rack. They were in the bonus. And I've seen a couple of teams today. They're not down by much, Steve. You know, they're down by 4 points. They're down by five. They're down by, you know, three with a minute left. And the kid will take the three, and the dude will get the rebound right under the basket. It's like, kid, dunk it. Just put it back. Just dunk it. And no, he kicks it right back out. I've seen it all day. It drives me crazy, Steve. Like, I get it. If you're doing that to Steph Curry, fine. You're not Steph Curry, kid. Why do they do that? Like, why do the coaches let him do that? It drives me nuts.
Yep. And what's crazy about it, Gabe, is they think they're being smart when they do it. You know, that's what pisses me off even more. It's like they think they're being creative and they're not being selfish. They're kicking it back out. You always take the two. You stop the clock and you can foul. You can always keep the game going if you stay within a 1 or 2 or 3-point margin, you know? And, yeah, you're right. And here's a bigger picture takeaway, though. With less games this year, limited practice, no tournament last year, you could make an argument these teams or these players, these young 19, 20-year-olds are probably less prepared for big game situations than ever. So I think we're going to see more of that than we've seen in recent years.
It's a frustrating trend that we see. So Morehead State, we hit an in-game over in this game. We took the we hit it 136.5.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's way over that. It's they're into the high 140s right now. It's another game. It's sort of coming down to the wire as far as the point spread is concerned. We'll get you the final score shortly. But it looks like West Virginia is about to cover the number. The late night anger management class continues.
Took you long enough to get here, Sporto. Now that you've found us, keep it right here for sports news you can use. We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us.
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
How much? $100? $200? $1,000?
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Kicking it with Steve Merrill. Wager Talk. Wager Talk TV. SportsMemo.com. Steve, I'm firing off a poll question right now. I was going to say which team screwed you the most and all that and who ruined your Friday, but I think this is a better one because I see a wide I see a wide range of opinions from everyone out there. I'm going to say, how do you feel after day one of March Madness? All right. How do you feel after day one of March Madness? And Twitter allows four
choices. Responses. Yeah, that's about right. I think four is probably a good way to go. Peachy, right, so kind of peachy, awful,
yes.
Suicidal.
All right. Yeah.
Can't say that anymore. No, that's not PC. Can't joke about that.
No. You're right. Trust me. I know. I've had a funny kid.
I've already had
a couple of phone calls this week. Exactly. All right. How do you feel after day one? All right. How about first one? Great. Great. How about
capital letters.
No, just great. Just great. All right, what's the second one? I want to get this right. Great.
Well, what's average going to be, Gabe? Is average the second or third choice? I guess would be the second.
No.
Right? Normal.
I'm not going with average. I'm going to go from great to not good.
Already.
Not good.
Three of the four.
Yeah, right.
Below average.
Yeah, because I like your suicidal one. I want to go right into the extreme from great, so not good.
The third one would be like really not good.
No. Third one is, good. No, third one, how about this, Steve? Enraged. That's a good seat. Okay, that's a good one.
Near the fourth one.
Yeah, the fourth one. Now we got to go over the top. Oh, yeah. Fourth one? No. Fourth one is not watching rest of tournament. Like, I got to fit in the words. F the tournament. Yeah, F the tournament.
Season over.
Yeah, it is. I'm done with tourney. Yeah, that's what. Enraged?
Bring back the 2020 tourney.
All right. I'm out. I'm out.
Well, yeah, I'm out. I never quit, Gabe. You and I have been doing this for 25, 30 years. We're never out.
No, of course not. You know what, Steve? I was in the subway once, and I looked up. It was in New York, and I look up, Steve. It's like someone was mountain climbing, and they said, persistence is great in life, unless it's gambling. It was like Gambler's Anonymous. I thought, it's not really true. You don't want to quit on anything you're doing. All right, so what do you think of the choices, Steve? Great, not good, enraged, I'm out. Oh, I got to get a better one. F the tournament.
Good. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever even been enraged. I mean, I'm not good. It was a down day, but that's about as bad as I go. But, you know, then again, doing this daily for 25, 30 years, you better not be much worse than not good, or you're not going to survive.
All right, how do you feel after day one? All right, we're firing it off now. Well, yeah, you say you're not enraged. You don't know our audience, do you, Steve, very well?
These guys wake up,
Edgar. I know.
Choice. Oh, no, that's not going to be anywhere close to the most popular choice. I'm saying the third to the bottom. You got four.
All right, now we're going to. All right, so anyone tuning in, you want to respond, just go to Twitter.com. All right, how do you feel after day one of the tournament? Great, not good, enraged, F the tournament. All right.
F these kids.
Yeah, I should have. I think I might have spelled tournament wrong, but I don't want to do this over again. I'm not doing it over again. It is what it is. Steve Merrill kicking away. So, Steve, I'm looking at the consensus for tomorrow, and it surprises me, actually. It surprises me that I see 66% next to Georgetown. I did not expect the Hoyas to be this trendy in a public of a team. So, the most public sides, Georgetown, Florida State, Georgetown 66%, Florida State 62%, LSU 62%, Iona 60%. Iona 60%. At least in the early games, but some of them, whatever. Just Georgetown one surprises me. Like, I thought I was kind of in the minority, like in the Hoyas in this game, but I guess not.
No, it didn't surprise me because Sunday night, other than Michigan State and maybe Winthrop, as you said, I thought the most public darling underdog upset was Georgetown. They made on that run last week. You know, you and I look at that as maybe a bad thing, four games in 4 days just to get above 500 for the first time all year. That's not a real positive in my book normally, but the announcers liked it. And, you know, Colorado, meanwhile, looked awful. They allowed Oregon State, the other big upset, to get in the tournament on Saturday night when they lost. However, the more I've dug into that game, Gabe, I actually could see Georgetown winning this one. They did make the public video, which will be on my page on wagertalk.com Saturday morning. Georgetown probably is the most public play on Saturday. And the fact that they're an underdog, I kind of boost that a little bit more because the public usually is on favorites, as you know. So once again, Michigan State was the most public play I saw all of Thursday through Saturday. As far as Friday, I maybe would have to say Purdue and Oregon State were probably the most two public in that split. But for Saturday, it looks like Georgetown across the board is very public. But hey, look, they're 8-2 straight up at ATS their last 10, both losses against Connecticut. They're 8-0 against everybody else. Five of those eight wins straight up as an underdog. So the question becomes, are they due to fall, or are they just a lot better than they were a few months ago? You know, it's probably somewhere in between.
Steve Merrill kicking with us, Wager Talk TV. I am Renzi, SiriusXM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. Quick line check right now for the second round of games on Sunday. It's hard to keep track of this stuff on Sunday. Loyola, Chicago,
I like
Illinois.
It, by the way.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
What about Monday? We'll find out on Monday if you like it. I guess I don't mind. Yeah, every day's the same to me, anyways. But
Well, Gabe, real quick, though, here's my logic on that is that, yes, it's Monday instead of Thursday. It's probably not a big difference for us, but there's less games Monday. We're getting a lot more games on Saturday now than we normally do, so I think it's a good idea.
That's true.
It gave me an extra day to prepare. It just gave us more time to prepare, too. You know, like the bye week for the Super Bowl always gives you more. So I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't be surprised if this is the new format going forward. We'll see, though.
And what's the deal next week, too? So next week is the Sweet 16, Saturday and Sunday, and then the Elite Eight is Monday and Tuesday, right?
Yeah, that's a little strange. I think not having a Friday is a mistake. Why not do Friday through Monday again? You know, I don't get
that. So it'll be the same thing next week, right? Though that's the deal, right? So it'll be Saturday. I know they're not playing Thursday, Friday. So it'll be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then they have the Final Four on, or I think they might all play on Tuesday. I think might be, but anyways, like it's a different format this year. It's not like, you know what I mean? As we were saying, guys, they're not like the Sweet 16 isn't on Thursday and Friday and then the weekend. Everything's on the weekend or a Monday or Tuesday from here on. Like there are no Thursday or Fridays. I guess the ratings will dictate it, Steve.
Yeah, the Sweet 16 is Saturday, Sunday. The Elite Eight is Monday, Tuesday. Final Four the following Saturday. So I guess the problem is you can't do a Friday because they are playing the round of 32 on a Monday this week. A Monday. And then so that's why they're doing Saturday, Sunday. So you're getting Monday, Tuesday.
So one team gets an extra day.
Friday.
Except it's all the same city, so it doesn't really matter.
That often happens. That happens often anyway once they start, you know, going to the next round or the next two rounds.
So Loyola Chicago is getting 7 against Illinois. And I don't know. When this came up last night, and I know you love conspiracy, Steve. So Loyola Chicago, all right? Loyola Chicago. And another thing is with Liberty today. Liberty got screwed by the refs today, all right? And I was thinking, you know what? They already have their little religious Cinderella story in Oral Roberts. They don't need Liberty, right? And they certainly don't need Sister Jean again. And the thing is, Sister Jean's popular, but at the same point in time, Loyola Chicago play a boring brand of basketball. They're not a national brand team. They're not popular. Like, Sister Jean's a nice story, but the ratings were really bad. And, you know, Steve, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think they're bouncing them. This is almost their way of, like, saying, you know what, Loyola Chicago's not going on a run. We'll make them play Illinois. And instead of people crying, they'll go, oh, that's cool. It's an in-state game. But they almost, like, they knew what they were doing when they made the bracket. Oh, if they win and they win, they're going to play. And they were almost ensuring that, you know what, let's put Loyola Chicago up against the one seed here so they don't go to the Final Four again because we lost $1 billion last year and we haven't had a tournament in 2 years. We can't have Loyola Chicago in the Final Four. Right, it's as simple
as that.
Agree. This is like American Idol, Steve. You buy that? I believe it. I believe they point blank said, guys, make them play Illinois. There's no way we're letting this happen again. Not this year. After we just lost $1 billion last year.
Yeah, no, we talked about it. I think Tuesday night on this show. If it wasn't with you, I talked on about two or other three shows this week. I did a video Monday for this game itself at Wager Talk, and then I did Wager Talk today with Teddy and the Prez Tuesday afternoon. And I broke the game down again. And both times I made that exact point that not only do they not want an ugly underdog like this after the first week, but they've already had them. They had them back in 18. They've already had this story. So if they're going to have a Cinderella story, they want it to be somebody else. No question Loyola deserved a better seed than eighth, no matter what metric you look at. In fact, if you look at like the KenPom, they're like ninth overall. That's a three seed. Just insane. So I think you're exactly right about that. And every year the 8-9s are purposely done that way. And Georgia Tech kind of, too. I mean, they sneak out of the ACC as the champs of that tournament. They weren't the best team. They set them up to fail from the start, and then Georgia Tech gets COVID. So, you know, they go on another round. Wouldn't it be something that they upset Illinois? I mean, Illinois looks really good right now, but I'm telling you, Loyola on a given night can cause havoc. We saw it 3 years ago when they went to the Final Four. And I don't think the refs are necessarily going to step in now. I think the committee tried to step in before the tournament, though, by making them an eighth seed.
Exactly. The committee, not the refs. Texas Tech, this number surprises me a little bit. It doesn't, only because, Steve, that the Texas Tech Red Raiders have sort of been overvalued a bit. They got it done today. I was on them. But you know, even during the season, I thought their numbers were a little overinflated. And here they are, minus one against Arkansas. Does that surprise you, this number?
Keep in mind, we'll put it in perspective. It's been 2 years since we've had a tournament, but keep in mind, Texas Tech lost in overtime in the finals.
Runner-up.
They were that close.
They're
to
the runner-up.
Right. They're that close to being the national champs against another slow-down, ugly half-court team in Virginia 2 years ago. Texas Tech plays an ugly brand of basketball, and just like when Virginia lost to a 16 seed and then came back and won the whole thing the next year, just like Tennessee today, it can work really well, but it can be really ugly at times. And Texas Tech's been more ugly than not recently, but they also had a one-week layoff with those storms down in Texas last month. They were down at the half against Utah State today, but they did kind of pull away in the second half. So was that maybe the buy sign? I like Arkansas in this tournament going far, though, like I said earlier.
Steve Merrill, we'll wrap it up with Steve on the other side. One of Steve's colleagues, Tony Finn, will join us. The Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class, the 3 minute warning, level one. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. We're kicking it with Steve Merrill, Wager Talk TV in the house. And Steve, before we get you out of here, I told the story earlier, so Baylor were up by 29 points with 2 minutes left, okay? And listen, I had Baylor in the first half, minus 14.5, and they won by 16. I didn't have them in the game, but this is just, that's March Madness for you. So they had 29-point lead. They were laying 25.5 points, and they pulled They cleared the bench. Hartford cleared the bench with 2:20 left. Baylor already had their bench on the court. Hartford put this kid in, Briggs McLean. He played 25 minutes all year. Okay, Steve? He scored 2 points all year. He scored 4 points in the last 2 minutes. Baylor did not score a single point. He scored 4 points. He doubled up his season. Think about that, guys. Like, people lost on Baylor. You lost to a kid that played 25 minutes all year, and he scored 4 points. He doubled up his season total, Steve, for the backdoor cover. Welcome to Madness.
Yeah, and that's why it's so, you know, hard with those big point spreads like that, because there's, you know, a lot of wiggle room there at the end. In-game betting makes a big difference nowadays compared to when we started 20-some years ago, though. So I think, like you said, first halves, in-game betting, a lot of those are better options sometimes for those big spreads.
I hate to we only got 30 seconds, but one game doesn't affect another game, but could we see more of these 12-5s moving forward here, Steve? Because I'm telling you, I like Santa Barbara, and I think the Hoyas are in play here.
Yeah, Santa Barbara's another very public underdog tomorrow, Gabe, but I agree with the public on that one. I picked them in my bracket. They play very slow. Creighton plays very fast, so that could be a bad matchup for the Blue Jays.
Steve Merrill, great stuff. Follow Steve over at Wager Talk. Go to their YouTube page. Check out Steve's video in the morning. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Gabe.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.